Good morning, brother. Let me just do just a few quick announcements. First of all, for our convention picture, the Lord willing, and every weather permits and everything is working out like we hope it will, we'll do that after the first afternoon session before the testimony meeting. All right? So we'd appreciate your help with that. We have some brethren that sent love. I had opportunity to speak with Brother Gregory last night, and he sends his love. And after that, I talked with Brother Ted and Sister Mary and Marcus, and they wanted their love sent to the class. And then I believe Sister Glenda talked with a dear Christian friend, Sister Billy Hill, that meets with us out of Brownwood and wasn't able to be here. She sends her love. And then I think Brother Gerald and Sister Glenda asked me to send their special love. If anyone from the retirement center is watching, they send their love to them. If you have your hymn book, brethren, let's open to page 123, In the Cross I Glory. Prayer for us this morning. Go ahead.
Our gracious, kind, and loving Father in heaven, in whom we live and move and have our being, we approach before thy hallowed throne of grace this morning in the precious and worthy name and through the merit of Jesus, our Redeemer and Advocate. And we're very grateful and appreciative, dear Father, this privilege before us this day of assembling together with those of like precious faith to meditate upon thy word and to share fellowship of experience of our walk in this narrow way. We pray that thy spirit would be in our midst to bless and enrich us as we endeavor to take in the lessons that they may bear fruitage in our lives as we apply the principles we learned, that we might be more pleasing to thee. We pray for our brethren the world over this day and ask a blessing upon each and especially upon those that are seeking thee in a time of need, a time of trial. May thy strength and peace abide with each that seek thee in faith. And now we ask thy blessing on this assembly to all of these ends, and we thank thee for the privilege of approaching thee in prayer in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
We Well, brethren, it's someone put it like this, you're a sight for sore eyes. Many of us meet together on a regular basis, we just don't see each other all that often. And certainly we welcome each of you. Your presence is a blessing to us, and we welcome your presence. We invite your participation in the studies and the convention and the fellowship that we share together. It's already been a tremendous blessing. We thank you, Brian and Sister Patty and Sister Holly and Sister Barbara and everyone, for your hospitality. We have certainly been blessed by it. I would think, brethren, that all of us consider ourselves blessed to be a part of the fellowship of the saints. And also for another opportunity to assemble ourselves together with those of like precious faith. We cannot know how many more opportunities like this will be afforded us, but we thank God for this one. And so, that being so, we want to make the most of this opportunity as we share together to exhort one another unto love and to good works, to provoke one another to love, to the love of God and to the love of the brethren. You know, and in Hebrews 10, where that scripture is found, it says, as we see the day approaching. Well, we're past that. It's not seeing the day approaching. We see the day at hand. And in that we rejoice. And all the more, we want to do those things that the apostle was encouraging those Hebrew Christians to do. We are blessed, brethren, to be children of light. In a world where men's hearts are failing them for fear, looking at the things that are coming upon this earth, we look at those same things, brethren, and can rejoice. Not in that they have fear and not in their anxieties, but in that we are children of the light and we understand the silver lining in this cloud and we understand the necessity of these days and we give God thanks for it. It is the grace of God that allows us to be in this position, in this place. We could consider the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 13, that knowing the time, that it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Truly, the day is at hand. So we could follow the admonitions that the apostle was giving the church, to let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light and walk honestly and as in the day, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife or envy, but putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, making no provisions to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The apostle just simply encouraged the church to wake up, to get up, and to dress up. And so, brethren, that's what we want to be about. Hopefully none of us are asleep, but we can't even afford to be napping at this time. There is so much going on. It is probably later than we think. We don't know how much time, but it's probably later than we think. And I would relate just a little story to you about that. It's been well over a year ago, but of a morning I exercised, and I woke up one morning and got up and got my clothes off and took off outside. And after about 15 minutes, I walked this certain path every morning, so I don't get lost, I guess, but I go the same way. And I noticed after a little bit that something was different. There was a whole lot more traffic than normal, and I was seeing things that I usually didn't see. And after a little bit, it dawned on me. It was later than I thought it was, Brother Ed. I had not looked at the clock. I just got up, got dressed, and put my tennis shoes on, and out the door I went. And it was some 15 minutes later into the walk that I realized that it was a lot later than I thought it was. And by the grace of God, and I'm thankful, I thought, well, I'm going to be late for work. And about that time, I passed a business and saw a clock in there and realized that it was later than I thought, but I still had the time I needed to finish my walk and to get to work on time. Well, brethren, it's probably a little later than we think it is, but by the grace of God, we'll still have the time that we need, that the Lord has prepared for us, to make our calling election sure, to walk worthy of His calling day in and day out. You know, we are blessed to be alive at such a time as this. There were many that looked to this day, and yet we live in this day. There have been so many, brethren, that have gone before us. We think of Hebrews chapter 11, and then let's go on into our time and day and look back at all of those that have come before us. They have preceded us. They have brought to us so much and so many advantages that few in the Christian world ever knew, having all that we have. We have the Bible in as many different translations as you could want it. We have the reprints. We have all of the writings of the pastor that have been preserved and the brethren that have paved the way for us to encourage us, to help us, and to show us the way. And so we could say, as the apostle wrote in Hebrews chapter 12, since we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us, brethren, lay aside every weight and every sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him. And brethren, we cannot even imagine the joys that are set before us. We get a glimpse of those as the Spirit of God shows us. But our Lord endured those things for the joys that were set before Him. And I love this part, disregarding the shame. Disregarding the shame and the humiliation. And now, all that's over for Him. There is no more shame and there's no more humiliation for Him. As He said at the right hand of Father, and He is at the Father, and He is present now with us. Beloved, let us go on. Let us continue to press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. And I pray that all that's said and done here this weekend will honor our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus. For it's in His name that we've met and we come together and set these days aside, truly, that we might grow in grace and in knowledge.